So in this video, we are going to cover the things that you should do more of to raise your vibration. And again, 95% of experts also agree on this stuff. Again, this all comes from years of experience in nutrition, where I was seen as the expert in healthy diets in the Netherlands, like paleo and ketogenic diet. And if you are vegan or vegetarian, please don't tune out yet, because this applies also to you. So the number one thing you can do to feel better and to raise vibration is to eat a wide variety of vegetables and fruits, okay? Because they are packed with antioxidants, which are going to neutralize free radicals, so toxins in your body that lower your vibration. And these toxins, they come from poor food choices. So they are coming from slow metabolism, they are coming from smoking, they are coming from sunburn, they are coming from stress and all that stuff. And you can actually, you know, with all these antioxidants, you can, you know, minimize the damaging effect that it has on your body. So it's hard to go wrong with veggies and fruit as long as you keep it, you know, a variety of them. Don't just eat bananas or pears all day, for example. How you're going to prepare, you know, all of these fruits and vegetables matters too. You know, French fries, they start as potatoes, but frying them in bad oil strips away any health benefits, you know, these potatoes have. So what you want to do next is you want to aim for a healthy dose of protein, about 1 gram per kilogram of body weight. And you can get this from meat like chicken, turkey, fish, or eggs, or red meat, or, you know, any other like high protein source. If you eat meat, you opt for grass-fed. And, you know, in the Netherlands, for example, I always bought meat from this Scottish Highland cattle. It's grazing outdoors. But if that's not possible for you, choose, please, organic. And avoid processed meats like sausages or nuggets or that kind of stuff. It's just smashed into a shape. And, you know, these ingredients that is that in these nuggets, it's kind of like a mystery. So skip that stuff altogether. And for vegetarians, you want to focus on nuts, on seeds, on beans, and on other plant-based proteins. So key here is that you eat whole, recognizable foods. You know, if you can't tell what it originally was, just rethink if you really want to eat it. You know, another must-do is you want to eat healthy fats. Because fats are actually essential. Your body needs them to build tissue, to absorb vitamins, for example, and to function actually optimally. So avocados or coconut oil is my go-to, for example, for cooking, or cold-pressed olive oil or nuts and seeds. They are all great resources for fats. As I mentioned earlier, avoid processed vegetable oils because they are actually not your friends. So keep them out of your pantry, okay? Next up is hydration, because water is actually critical. You are 80% water, and even 5% dehydration reduces brain efficiency by 30%. Did you know, for example, that 20% of your daily burned calories come actually from your brain? And if you feel foggy or you get a headache or whatever, you just need to drink a glass of water or two or whatever first, so before you're actually going to eat. And finally, what you cannot do enough is add some herbs and spices to your meals. You know, fresh herbs like mint or basil or parsley, but also dried ones are perfectly fine, like turmeric or cinnamon or rosemary or thyme or oregano, for example. If you are, for example, a desert lover, please make your own treats with ingredients like dates or honey or maple syrup, that kind of stuff, if you have like a sweet tooth. You know, one last tip before we wrap up is you want to eat fermented foods like sauerkraut or kimchi, or, you know, maybe you can homemade brew your kombucha, for example, because all of this is loaded with probiotics. This is bacteria. They are very good for your gut. So these are the things that you actually want to do more of if you want to raise your vibration, what you want to eat more of. And in the next video, I'm going to share, you know, some tip that can actually help with raising the vibration of the food actually that you are going to intake into your body. So I hope I'm going to see you in the next video.